like remote control church, and that's just weird.
It's another body. As a body, we gathered together and wanting to activate the body. But I just felt when Neil shared last Sunday night, and he shared from Ephesians, and he skimmed over a few things in Ephesians. And it's so interesting, Terry, that you have that word from Ephesians tonight. I'm making connections there. Because I think God's highlighting something. It just felt like, oh, there's something on God's heart of His word wanting now to be fleshed out in us. And so we need to be people both of the Spirit and of the Word. And so as we were chatting as elders in the week, I just felt, I said, hey, Neil, if this feels right in this opportunity, I'd love to share a couple of thoughts. So these are words of encouragement tonight for us. And I was struck by what Neil said last week from Ephesians 1. And Neil, you repeated it two or three times when you preached last week about Ephesians 1, 15 to 16. If you have a Bible, you can open it. If you have an app on your phone, as the scriptures come, I'll turn there. I'm going to be in Mark 2, read Ephesians 1, but then I'll be in Mark 2, verses 1 to 5. And last week, Neil said, focused on Ephesians 1, 15 to 16, which says, for this reason, because I have heard of your faith. So this thing of faith that we've been hammering on about in the life of Josh Jen over the last 3 months. Faith is vital. If you didn't see Jeff Kidwell's preach 2 Sunday mornings ago, get onto Josh Jen Live, check it out. Powerful preach from Jeff about faith. So we have this faith that connects us to God, and then we have a love. Because of our faith, His love comes to us, and because we've received His love, we have love one for another. I'm just going to be honest, guys. I wouldn't love you if I didn't first love Jesus. I probably love some other people. But because of the body of Christ, because of what Jesus has done, I love you.
That's right.
Because you are His and I am His. And we love one another. And so it's this beautiful thing of faith and love working itself together in our lives and in our community. And so I say all of this because this led me in the week to Mark. I just started reading through Mark's Gospel. And I read Mark 2 in the week, 1 to 5. And there's this amazing story. Jesus has just been ministering, and he comes from where he's been ministering back home to what now appears to be his home, Capernaum. And basically, I think he just wants to chill out at home, to be honest. He just wants some, like, downtime. When he comes home and he just finds, like, words already spread. Jesus is here. He's in the house. And people flock, and they gather in his home, or in his home, because they want to hear him preach. And they want to hear the word of God come. So there are a few things, three things that I want to pull out here. In verse 2, as we see this group of people gathered together in this home, we see that there's no more room. It's kind of funny, because as I was reading through Mark 2 in my study Bible, it says estimates are that there would have been 50 people in the room, with maybe 3 or 4 standing outside. Sounds eerily similar, huh? 50 people in a room, maybe some having to stand outside. I was like, that's very interesting. I don't know what the rules and regulations were then, but yeah, Jesus is at work, just like he is now. It says that they were gathered together so that there was no more room, not even at the door. And Jesus was then preaching the word, and I thought God said to me, and I was reminded of a quote by a famous man called A.W. Tozer. Some of you will be readers of Tozer, will know him well. But Tozer has a gazillion famous quotes. One of his famous quotes is, he says, the Holy Spirit will never come where there's a vacuum. Yeah. I've always been interested by that. I'm like, no, surely if we create space inside of ourselves, the Holy Spirit will come. But actually in the kingdom, it's the opposite. As we fill ourselves with the Word of God, the Spirit of God comes. And so you see this thing, this combination of the Word and the Spirit. And so Tozer says, if you want to light a fire, fill yourself with the Word, because the Holy Spirit is the wind that will breathe upon the Word and bring you to life. And I want to remind us this evening as a people that in the midst of like what's going on in our lives, it is the Word of God that is going to sustain us, right? Lord's Prayer. Give us our daily bread. And that daily bread is the Word of God that is to sustain us on a daily basis. And so, the Word of God must be central in our walk and our relationship with Him. And then you see here in this story that's unfolding, that as the Word is preached, and it's not just the written Word, but it's Jesus who is the Word now in their midst. The combination of the two, the Son of God and His Word. We read in verse 3 what happens. So it says, and He was preaching the Word to them. And in verse 3 it says, they came. They came. Guys, I've been blown away by the people that have been coming. I mean, to be honest, half our congregation, that's an exaggeration, but about a third of the congregation are not even here. All right, so if we really want to meet together as a church for whatever reason, we're going to have to go to two meetings because we've got so many people coming. It's incredible. It's because the Word of God is the truth of God. And where the Word of God is lifted up in us and as we come together and worship, God will add, because the gospel is good news, right? Because the gospel is powerful. And I love that. So he's preaching the words to them, and they came. It was like the room just could not contain what God was doing. And I think there's some of that for us tonight. That somehow this room can't contain what God is doing, and it mustn't contain what God is doing. It must go beyond us into our lives. And just to commend you, just I'm amazed by those who've been getting out, worshiping, sharing, just being witnesses for Christ. I know the Father just loves that. I've been blown away by it. So I just want to encourage you and say, well done. It's incredible. It really is so amazing. Are you still with me? Okay, so the Word, you see this little gathering, how central the Word was, and then when the Word is preached and the Word is lifted up, people start to be added because the gospel of Jesus Christ is powerful. And we see in this particular story that God adds and wants to bring a paralytic to himself. And it goes on and it says, I'm just going to read through the next couple of verses from verse 3. And they came bringing him to a paralytic which is carried by four men. And when they could not get near to him because of the crowd that was in this room, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven. Now, I'm going to be honest, I've read the scripture a lot. I've read it many times. But when I read it in the past week or last 10 days, something of it just hit me. Because of this whole faith journey we've been on. And I was like, Jesus, did you just say in this portion of scripture that you healed man and the kingdom of God came in his life not because of his faith, but because of the faith of others? That is radical. That is powerful. And so let's just pause for a moment. And I just want to say, just hear what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. Firstly, if you want to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, it has to be a relationship which is genuine, real. It has to be of faith. So if we want to be saved, we have to have a personal relationship with him that comes by our personal faith. Right? Right? Yeah. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says that. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And then those who earnestly or diligently seek him will receive a reward for that pursuit of him. Okay, so we each have to have personal saving faith in Jesus. And if you're here tonight and you don't have a personal saving faith in him, like a real relationship, tonight he wants to offer that to you. But what struck me in the story was the role that the body played, the role that others played, the role that relationships played, the role that love played in bringing a man into an encounter with Jesus Christ, which saw him not just healed, but God forgives his sin. It's incredible. And so faith will always begin personally and intentionally inside each one of us. Right? But faith is meant to grow. It's a corporate thing. It's their faith or it's our faith. It's meant to grow in the midst of us. And so we've been placed into a body, or as Taryn was praying earlier, we've been placed into a family. And because we're in a family, and because we're in a body, our faith is supposed to grow up together with each other. And so it becomes their faith or our faith. And so this evening, as we meet as Greenpoint, as this gathering of people here, do you know what's incredible? Is that in the midst of everything that's going on in the Atlantic seaboard tonight, I believe that God looks at us. Because I don't know if there are any other churches meeting tonight. It's very likely that they're not. We might be the only gathering of believers, which is beyond the twos and threes and the groups, that's meeting tonight in this part of the city. That means that we've got God's attention. Scripture says, I think it's 1 Chronicles 16:11, that God's eyes, they range through the earth, looking for his people, those who are fully committed to God. It's just the fact that you here shows your commitment to Him. That means that God's eyes on you tonight. You might not feel like it, but His eyes on you. And much like that paralytic was raised to the roof. Can you imagine being Jesus that day? Like, you're preaching, you're sharing your word. All of a sudden, the guys start drilling a hole in your roof. Like, Trey, I don't know if it was his home, I'm still living. I can't even remember now if it was someone else's home. But imagine being the homeowner. That's like, what in the heck are you doing? You just made a hole in my roof. And they lowered this man down, but such was their faith that they made a plan to gather together and to bring him so that this man could encounter Jesus. And so I want to say that our faith must grow together within the inner workings of the body. A great portion of scripture to look at about for this, let's just throw it out there. As we'll say, sugar to the birds. There's some sugar this evening. Romans 12, read from verses 3 to 8 in Romans 12, which talks about our faith, which is joined not just to Christ, but one to another. And because our life is joined one, our lives are joined one to another, it means that together there's a working of the grace of God in the body which brings Him glory. Because the gift of the Holy Spirit manifests differently in each one of our lives. And so faith works in the inner workings of the body. And also faith fights together in community. Okay, so Jesus saw their faith. He saw their faith. And didn't these guys fight? I mean, there was no like arbitrary, there's a paralytic, we're just going to leave him on the side of the road. Or we're going to bring him to Jesus. They see that the door's full, there's too many people in the house. Sorry, buddy, it's not your day. You know, it's like, we'll just park here outside. You might get lucky. You know, like it says in the Gospels, the apostles walk past that man on the side of the road. It's all revealed, you don't have that in the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. Maybe they're thinking, like, you could have done that, just leave him on the side there. Obviously, that was to come. But the point is, they had faith. They had such bold, courageous, like almost violent faith. But they were like, we're going to fight for this man. So they pick him up, make a hole in the roof, they lower him in. And Jesus says, doesn't say, paralytic, I see your faith. He says, no, I saw their faith. I want to encourage us with that tonight, that as we gather together, and even as we worship and as we are together, God's looking for personal, individual faith, but actually He's looking for our faith to work together as we love Him and love each other to bring Him glory. And when we do that, we catch His attention. He says, I see you. Because I see you, if there are any in your midst who are in need, any who need me, I'm going to give myself to them. Any of you who are needing to encounter my kingdom, I'm going to give my kingdom to you. And God breaks through because of a corporate aspect of faith. And so guys, there's me pouring my heart out for 13 minutes. 14. Okay. Just an amazing portion of scripture. Just one story from Jesus' life that I thought to encourage us with tonight so that we can continue to love Him and to love each other. And to know that as we're gathering together, we're a bit like this group in Mark 2. A room packed full of people, the Word of God going out, the Word of God transforming people's lives, and the Word of God being made manifest in our faith together so that He can get the glory.